朝焼けの光の中に立つ影はミラーマン。
ミラーマン。
鏡の世界を通り抜け。
今だ。キックを使え。目だ。
ミラーナイフが銃を切る。戦え僕らのミラーマン。夕焼けの光の中に立つ影はミラーマン。
ミラーマン。
燃える炎を走り抜け。
今だ。パンチのチャンス。腹だ。
ミラーリングが銃を切る。戦え僕らのミラーマン。
Hello, welcome to Detour Quarry. My name is Red, I'm joined by Mel.
Help, I'm unemployed. Someone please tell Mirror Man to give me a moon rock and I'll solve all my problems somehow.
Yep. Also joined by Brad.
You know, I'm not one for accepting gifts from creepy clowns, but you know, if you're dumb enough to walk on the railroad tracks, maybe you deserve it.
Yeah.
Stand By Me happened.
We are recording this especially from a disused quarry at Mount Iwafune. So, hopefully the acoustics are good. Surprisingly good for being open air.
If you hear any comments, writers outside, don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's some like multicolored youths kind of lined up. Looking to pick a fight with some ugly motherfucker, but they're waiting for us to be done, so, you know.
Please look forward to our new prog rock band, Multicolored Youths.
We watched another 13 episodes of Mirror Man, which means we watched up to episode 25. Very embarrassing state of affairs editing the last episode, in which, to get to 25, I counted up to it instead of just doing 12 plus 13 in my head. Which is the easiest sum any. I got to that bit and I was like, you fucking moron. But 13 more episodes of Mirror Man.
We're halfway through.
We are halfway through. Mirror Man's... I got some questions about Mirror Man. About the kind of direction it takes towards the end. So, you know, it's sort of weird figuring out how to start any conversation about this when we've watched 13 episodes and we're just launching in.
Yeah, especially when I watched, like, all 13 of them in the past 2 days because of my exams and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just kind given of that... For me. Given that blur, I would like to ask you, did you detect a shift in the blur from sort of like what Mirror Man was to more like a superhero show?
Maybe a little bit, but also it's too much of a blur for me to really tell. I guess he did start hanging out with the kids a bit more.
He started hanging out with kids a bit more, and the show's just kind of got a little less dark towards the end there, but I don't know if that's a blip. We might be back to usual in a month's time. I don't know.
I felt it too. I don't know. Like I guess the darkness thing, I guess, didn't really register for me so much. But what I did feel, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know about this, was it felt like it was going more for the more of the Ultraman, like, traditional formula, and less of what I thought made the show unique at the start here, with the Invader stuff, and it kind of leaned in more on the kaiju big man fights, which is a shame, because I don't think they're that good in the show most of the time.
I will say...
Sometimes you get a cool elephant.
I will say the kaiju this batch are better than the ones from last batch, where we had Hopping Lettuce, this is but, true. You know.
There were two I liked, I think, and the rest I could take or leave.
I'm grading on the curve of Mirror Man. I will still say most of the kaiju in the show are still a step down from the Ultraman stuff overall, but the elephant one is pretty sick.
I like the elephant one and the big plant mostly just because it has that creepy ass eye.
Yeah.
And yet I still preferred the big plant when it was a plant trying to kill the woman that I can't remember her name, just like without her noticing.
Yeah, it's like Asuka. Probably.
Yes.
The president's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I did the show a disservice by being like so. I was like, oh, I have to finish all of these for today, so I just kind of blitzed through them. I didn't pay as much attention to the episodes.
It happens sometimes. You were very, 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 very busy.
Yeah.
It's all good. I can bring us up to date on men sucking. Kagami slaps a woman in episode 16.
He sure does.
Yeah.
This is still Men Suck the Show.
More on that in this week's Ultra Q too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hokuto.
Yeah.
What
are you doing, man? But the kind of arc that I detected was this. At some point, it started being a show where, like, a narrator would come in at the end and say, fight on.
No, that's always
Kyotaro against the...
Yeah.
It's been that in every episode.
Kind of. But there's something different. Okay. I don't know.
I just remember in the first batch, every episode was like, but the invaders are still playing their attack. Fight on, Kyotaro. Oh.
There's something about the tone that is different now.
I feel like maybe if I watch it spread out, I'd be able to pick up on it more. I just, like, it's all kind of a mush in my head. I have to, like, differentiate. Yeah, that's fine. It's fine.
Anyway, I don't
know. When we got to the, the monster just wants her baby back, I was just like, this feels different.
I guess that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. That episode. Yeah. Which episode was that? Like 23.
The attack of Androsaurus, the Saturn monster.
Yeah, I think it's like the invaders bring the Saturn kaiju, and then the kaiju leaves when it's like doesn't need to fight anymore. I guess.
Oh, Brad, that is the exact episode where I write the line in my notes. Has this show become more like standard superhero?
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, is that a kaiju from Return of Ultraman or like a reworked one? Because it reminded me of how Ultraman took that one with the electric like barbs on its back up to Saturn and fought it there. Which is interesting because there was also an empire on Saturn where they were stealing couples.
I don't think
swing by and get rid of that.
Our Ultraman took the guy to Saturn per se. I think he just took him to an asteroid.
He might have done. I might be mixing things up. I do not claim to have a perfect memory of Ultraman. However, I will simply assert claims at will, and we'll see. You know, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about Mirror Man. What does anyone want to talk about?
I think the clown doll episode was fucking creepy and good.
Yes.
You get a lot of mileage out of that doll just walking around being a little asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. The clown was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. In like the evil way clowns are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it turns out to be a robot controlled by the doll. Yeah, perfect. Oh, wait, perfect shit.
Episode 14... I remember it's pretty cool, just like my notes, is the one where Kyotaro gets cocky and gets blinded. And there's just like a big dude's rock energy to this episode.
There absolutely is, because the three of them go out to the quarry together and they keep getting into really fun fights.
Yeah.
My note here, it's just the boys, the action men. You know what that means. Fist fights.
We get a fist fight in a hospital dispatch too, which is fun.
Yes. This was episode 14 is the first one where he uses the reflection of his camera lens to transform.
Yeah.
Which is they held off on that for a long time.
We got some good reflections to it. This one.
Yes, there is. I tried to make a note of it every episode. Let me
Okay.
Let's do a quick little summary here. In episode 13, the episode with the witch and the flute.
There's a crucifixion.
He transforms with the bell on the flute. Which is good, you know, good stuff. Then episode 14 is the camera lens. I did not make a note of it in 15, so clearly I didn't care. Number 15.
Sometimes you want a nice reflection, but that's not always what you're gonna get.
I didn't. Okay, maybe I didn't make a note of it as much as I thought. I didn't make a note in 16 or 15. In 17, the girl with the smiley face badge.
He's arrested.
This one. Okay, this is. I really like this episode. I really like episode 17.
It's pretty fun and ridiculous.
17 is so much fun.
When he is handcuffed and he tries to transform and can't transform, and I'm like, this is what it's all about. If you can't do the pose, then you can't transform, of course. It makes perfect sense. That was great. And then, there's a fight in the sea or whatever. It is what it is. The point is, he's like... he's been entrapped, he's been framed for murder, and the police have him, and he's arrested, and he's trying to escape.
I'm actually curious, that one has, like, a style to it, and, like, a frantic energy that I'm curious, okay, I do not recognize the dude who directed this episode, so never mind, but...
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll send you all the list of the writers and directors later, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, if you can't do the full Henshin movement, you can't transform. They're just having so much fun with the transformation. Every time in this one. And this has translated a little bit into Ace, as we've seen, as they continue to try to find new stupid ways for Minami and Hokuto to unite.
Yeah. Just quick aside before I get back to some of the reflections I noticed.
Go for it.
Episode 17 is also the one between Return and Ace. So this batch we're properly into, like, Ace territory in terms of those.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've timed this quite well.
Yeah, we might actually be lined up pretty well with where we are in the podcast right now.
That's wild. And
it's funny, too, because, like you said, I kind of thought about the... And I feel like also, too, Kamen Rider probably helps with this, but, like, we are definitely in the transformation is, like, an important part of the bit now compared to what it feels like it... Like, I mean, I think, if I recall, when we first started watching Ultraman, we were just like, oh, he just kind of goes. And, like, there's not a big, like, sequence really for it.
Yeah, but there
like,
is a toy, just... which is a funny thing.
Yeah.
Which also makes Return also funny, because there wasn't a toy.
Yeah.
He just kind of, like, dies, and then, like, the camera spins.
He has to behave justly. Like, there's the suggested possibility. I've always enjoyed the suggested possibility in Return of Ultraman that if he died in a way that wasn't actually, like, upstanding and good, he just wouldn't transform. He'd just be fucking dead.
It's like a drill tweet of like him going see you motherfuckers and crashing into dying in the pavement. I think just like
I was gonna say too. But then also we get some Return of Ultraman feeling stuff towards the end of this session here that made me go, oh come on, you can't do this in every show you're making.
I just wanted to like I think a couple other reflections before we. Go back to that point that I wanted to point out was like the one where he uses the reflection of the pond to jump to the moon.
That is the one where I typed it in all caps. I said flies to the moon on the moonlight reflected in water.
And then there's also the one where I forget the context. I think it was the one with like the slime, the zoo where he like breaks like the circuit breaker and uses the sparks. To reflect off of a gun to transform.
And off like, of the soul gun, specifically, which is a callback to, like, episode 11.
I forgot about that. Again, I was like, not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to get them done more than trying to, like, come get anything meaningful stuff out of it. Which is unfortunate. Mm. I feel like
it is what it is. The, what are some other ones we got? Yeah, the Transformers with the reflection in the soul gun from Sparking Electricity. There's an episode with a guy who wants to kill a kaiju with a shotgun.
Yeah, he has a gun in the hospital.
Yeah!
Yeah. he just has it with him.
It feels weird we just kind of ended up on Cactar Island for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, he did. And him and Kyotaro eventually saw eye to eye, and Kyotaro transforms using the reflection of the gunmetal. It's always fitting. He transforms in the episode about like how the kaiju is ruining the sea. He transforms with the reflection in the sea. So the episode with the plant monster that I was right. The missile is so it starts off. It's got like two premises. It's got the where is this?
It's like there's a missile coming to the base, and then also there's a plant monster in the base.
Yes. Yeah. Now I was fully thinking like the missile is a distraction. It ain't even real. The point is that the plant is after like secret data or something or whatever. And then it gets the end, and both the plant monster and the missile are real, and I'm like, why is these both in the same episode? What's happening here?
The threat within, but also the threat without. I don't know.
I love that episode where Asuka is like, it smells like a rotting greenhouse in here. The doctor's kind of like,
yeah,
it's so good.
I did like when they were in that episode when they were like, oh, the missile will strike at 1925:58 to the second. And they just go to the clock and it's like, oh, it's 1906. And I'm like, is it going to be real time? Is this a real time episode? it was good. It was good. At some point, the crew, the team get new uniforms for going out.
The white ones?
Yeah, the white ones. I hadn't seen them before, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, also, I feel like we're extremely a little bit. We're extremely a little bit owned about the, yeah, you know, like, SGM feels like a real, like, you know, grassroots organization. We're going to the moon. We're
going to the moon. Yeah, we've got a moon base.
I don't know if I necessarily felt grassroots, but it did have feel like a different feel being like a more civilian oriented organization. And at least initially.
Yeah.
It's still like operated in his basement, which is funny.
Yeah, but I feel like it's definitely faded a little bit with what they get up to in this batch. It feels more like a traditional team, which I was kind of like, ah.
It's like when they forget that the map base is underwater for an episode.
They do. It's really good. I escaped the map base. I'm like, how? Why are you dry? In one of these episodes, someone invents the chronosphere. They just invents teleportation. They can just jump things one light year away. And I was completely certain in this episode for a second that Chief had got fucking killed because there's a woman with a freeze ray going around killing everyone.
Yeah.
And it's not. He did not die. None of those people died.
I think that was my least favorite of these episodes.
Did you feel weird that it was just like they got frozen and it's actually just teleportation or something?
What is it? Why is there a frozen them left behind? What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I felt it really hard. Like, I don't know, maybe also too it was just because it's like, okay, like I definitely remember I watched the second half of this like in like a batch or whatever, so maybe I was just kind of getting like a little like tuned out, but I remember that one was kind of hard for me to get through because it's just like I'm not feeling this one.
There is a last hurrah from this batch in episode 25 when it opens on
Shimagami Tensei.
Well, it opens on What it actually opens on is the dick and balls arrangement for bird cages. Yeah, which I have posted a little bit further up somewhere. Oh no, I have to scroll up so far. Oh, here we go. Right here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mirror Man.
The chastity cages.
Yeah, this opens on like a really bizarre dream sequence of a little girl dreaming about like giant bugs killing her birds.
Yeah.
Wakes up and is like, oh, it was just a dream. And then her bird is really dead. And there's this whole precognition thing in the episode.
And then little bug guys are running around.
The bug guys are great.
Not since the poison gas episode of the original Ultraman have we had this much dead bird content.
God, yeah. Dead birds. Ultra Q would never stand for dead birds.
No.
Only injured birds. Only birds treated poorly, thrown into the sea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like overall, I still think this is a pretty good show. They're having a lot of fun with it. I'm still team whenever it's Kagami fighting four shadow clones, that's way cooler than when Mirror Man is fighting a kaiju.
Yeah. Even when the kaiju are better, are still like not as cool as like the Ultraman stuff.
I've been struggling with that a lot because this whole time I've been watching this show, I'm not gonna lie, I for the first time in this entire podcast history, I'm pretty sure, I've started watching the kaiju fights at 2x speed just because I'm like, I don't care.
I watched most of these episodes at 1.5x speed just because like I had to get through them, which probably is impacting my recollection of them as well, but
I feel weird because it feels like it should be more damning to be like, I like when this show isn't trying to be the genre that it is setting out to be, but like the rest of this show, like it's literally the last 3 minutes of every episode, I'm kind of like, yeah, whatever, I can take or leave this. The build-up is phenomenal most of the time.
The thing is, these formats of shows are about to pivot really hard to being the genre that we're like, oh, this is, you're good at this bit.
Yeah.
it's like, when's Sentai? How far off is Sentai?
Go Ranger is 75.
So yeah, not far off. That's just all people fighting each other.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I'm like thinking like how much Super A feels pigeonholed into a particular style, and how much it's like maybe just TBS going, oh, you, or well, I guess not in this case, it's Fuji TV, not TBS, but it's like how much corporate sponsors are also like, well, you gotta do this thing,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to think like, would Tsuburaya Productions want to compete with Kamen Rider by doing something Kamen Rider, or more trying to apply Kamen Rider stuff to their sort of brand of giant heroes kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking through. I don't like the episode, but I think in a vacuum, Koldan's kind of fun.
What's Koldan?
I sent the GIF.
Oh, this guy.
A dumb little guy. Yeah.
Just weirdos.
I guess there's three kaiju I kind of like this session, but still, yeah. That's not, out of 13 episodes, you'd hope it'd be a higher rate.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, this is always like, I think the second tier show, because there's obviously their Golden Goose's Ultraman.
And yeah, I'm just not sure. That's why they're putting the budget, but
I'm not sure that's a reflection, that's definitely a reflection of the budget, but I'm also not sure if it's just like, I'm thinking like,
what
is leading to the philosophy where we're just producing these less than stellar cuts, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no one's out here being like, oh hell yeah, number one King Wonder fan.
Yeah. King Wonder. Time to Google King Wonder.
No, he's Brad put it in the chat. Oh,
I see.
It's the moon one.
Look at he's, you know, he's trying his best. Look at him.
He's not he's trying like, hard enough.
I wonder if they're, like, trying to, like, purposely go away from what the Ultraman Kaiju aesthetic is just to differentiate Mirror Man, but in the process it's like, well, the things that make Ultraman Kaiju good are...
I really like the idea that they're like, we have to get away from the Ultraman Kaiju aesthetic, and everyone in the team is like, so good. It is a shame when all the conflicts are resolved in, by, you know, in a way where it's like, oh, well, this isn't exactly the highlight of the show, is it?
Yeah, it's like, it's cool when up and it's like, oh man, the build up to Kyoto's transformation, the transformation itself is cool, and then like the actual fight's like, well, okay.
This is like...
like, you pop off for when Kyotaro does the cool thing with the gun to transform, and then when he's actually transformed, it's like, oh, whatever.
This is like how when I'm watching Splash Star Precure, and I'm like, this is a great show. And then they transform into their terrible cure forms that are clearly a nightmare to animate. And I'm like, I'd look at my phone. I'll check Twitter.
Yeah. The worst Precure episodes are the ones where the fight is perfunctory.
But the thing is, I preferred it in Splash Star when the fight was perfunctory, because I was like, I just want the rest of the episode, because Splash Star is really good at that. And then the fight happens, and I'm like, this is terrible. Unless it's Michiru and Kaoru on screen, in which case, flat gray outfits, plain flat dresses, really easy hair to animate. Time to go off. It's fantastic fights with those two. This is kind of where we're at with Mirror Man.
I know people who like the show, but also our tastes are different, so we'll see where we fall either way. Like, the last stretch of the show could be really good.
It could be.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
It's weird because there are bits and pieces of this show, having watched half of it now, where I'm like, I like this a lot, and I kind of wish Ultraman had taken some stuff that, like, and I know part of the reason Mirror Man is made the way it is to differentiate it from the Ultra stuff airing at the time, but I'm like, I kind of wish Ultraman... I almost feel like Mirror Man wasn't its own thing so much, and they just took these ideas and made the Ultra series entries more closer to this, which feels maybe dismissive of what both of these things are trying to do, but I feel like there are details and little individual narrative elements that I like way better in Mirror Man than I do in the Ultraman stuff I've seen, but as a comprehensive entire show, I think Ultraman is just a lot more solid. Leaving me in a weird place where I'm just like, I see the ways in which both of these things feel a little incomplete or lacking, and I wish I could combine them, almost like a man and a woman coming together to become Ultraman Ace.
To give
me what I want.
I see. Where what the man is missing is sense, and what the woman is missing is screen time.
I do feel like one of these days I'll have a more concrete thesis on the ways that Sentai draws not just from Kamen Rider but also from Ultraman. Because I feel like, you know, those robot fights. Yeah.
They get big.
They're doing the Ultraman thing with those robot fights, at least in the beginning, I think. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes
sense. But like, they also don't get the robots for like a couple seasons. So.
Oh. Okay. I figured that though they were just in every show.
No,
okay.
not in the first two.
Okay.
Also, I can't believe I forgot this, because this was going to be like my big like vibe check thing I wanted your two's opinions on. Are we feeling like Kyotaro is getting a little more generic than he started?
Yeah.
I think maybe
I think he's losing some of his like youth and like inexperience that kind of defined him at the start, yeah,
we got that in the early parts of this batch, but I think in the, by the end of this batch, maybe he just feels like protagonist man.
Yeah,
like we have the whole bit where he gets blinded and he's like, "I wanted to join the SGM. Actually, maybe I shouldn't yet."
I think the episode where I first noticed and really started to get worried is the one where he like loses and it's like, "Oh, I lost my courage," and the whole episode is about like, "Oh, you gotta learn to fight."
That episode was really funny to me just because they were like, "Oh, my weapons won't work against the dinosaur. I lost to the dinosaur." They're just saying the dinosaur the whole time.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Also, his weapons then work against the dinosaur.
Was that the sea one? Like, with the sea being polluted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you see, what he needed was confidence, not overconfidence.
Yeah, exactly. This is precisely true. I have one more thing. That I want to add. Oh, I guess two more things. One time someone mentions, oh, we've built a nuclear submarine, and someone says, oh, yeah, someone should tell Fujimoto he'd love that. And I'm like, is he just a really big fan of nuclear submarines? The other bit is Moon Boy, the boy who gets healed because of a moon rock.
Hold on.
Thank you, Mel.
I believe in medical.
Miracle! Mirror Man.
Thank you.
I love how I still cannot hear these, so I just need to, like, remember what they sound like. But I know it's happening.
You didn't. That means you didn't get the best part of that one.
Damn!
Which was
I'll find out what we edited in post.
Yeah. Thank you, Mel.
I realized I was listening to it. Wait a minute.
All right. Well, do we have anything
counting,
more to
I'm
say?
I'm not counting that as part of the official Ultraman counter one. That's just
really... No. Yeah. But,
I just have to press the button, though.
You got to press the button sometimes. So, do we have anything more to say about Mirror Man?
I love the bug guys. They're just fun.
The bug guys are...
Oh, yeah.
They're real silly.
They're all right.
All right.
That's how I feel about this show. It's all right.
All right. Well, I guess that's like, kind of... Oh, go ahead.
I guess I got my tail end trivia stuff. We want to go through that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So because it's funny last time, I'm going to send it now for Brad to read the writers and directors.
Okay. Writers, Hiroyasu Yamaura for 13, 14, 17, 22, Bunzo Wakatsuki for number 15, 19 and 23, Keisuke Fujikawa, known Macross Hater, for 16 and 20, Shigemitsu Taguchi for 5.
Wait.
For 5?
You know, I may have just forgot to do that, don't worry about it.
Okay. Toyohiro Ando for 18, 21, 25, Showa Oda for 24. Then the directors, Yoshiyuki Kuroda for 13 through 15, 19, 20, 23, and 24, Shoei Tojo for 16, Shimura Hoshi for 17, Toshitsugu Suzuki for 18, 21, 22, and 25.
Thank you, Rad.
I scroll back up to find out what episode 5 was, and my one of two notes is Back to the Balls, Kyotaro.
Yeah, that was a bird one. That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, special effects director, Koichi Takano from 13 to 15 and 18, Nobuo Najima for 16, 17, 21, 22, and 25, and Yoichi Minota for 19, 20, 23, and 24. As for the kaiju, episode 13, it's called Noah, the Giant Woman, which you forgot to mention, Kako Yonatani, whose design is based on Cortison. Episode 14, the one that blinded Kyotaro. King Zager, also Yonatani. Apparently, the filming was chaotic, so they got the rough draft without color for the sculpting team rather than the actual finished draft with color. So that's funny. Tetsuo Osawa drew the isopod spaceship called Bellows in episode 15. Osawa, if you recall, was the guy who did the gravity machine in episode 10. Kamala Gon, another Yonatani design. Apparently, the writer of the episode, Yamura, would try and pitch to Toho, Tokyo SOS, Godzilla's suicide strategy, and try to like have put Sneak Kamala Gon as an antagonist in that one. That didn't take off, but I think the idea was funny.
Mm-hmm.
The dinosaur Oroza is claimed by Osawa, but probably Yonatani actually did it and he just got confused. This episode aired during Toho's Championship Festival of 72, so alongside Godzilla vs. Gigan. Apparently in the script, the kaiju is just called Allosaurus, but was changed by the show's producer.
Just a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the suit, they put textures, try to convey like shellfish, like a whale. Next, we have Big Eye, the plant by Yonatani. Yonatani was like, well, I'm going to put like either an eye or a face on the torso, but because he did Raricane, he decided to go for an eye to distinguish them, rather than just going for two faces.
The eye was cool.
Yeah, that,
so
is
that
good.
Was a good decision.
Then we got Sphenodon from Yonatani again. Original design for it to basically be like a plant Pokemon with like leaves on its back, and the spines were supposed to look like leaves, but that didn't actually get transferred to the sculpting design. They say that's a dinosaur from like 70 million years ago, but then I looked up what a Sphenodon was, and it's actually a Tuatara, which is a selling thing that still exists. All so, right. You know, more incorrect paleontology facts.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get Tygan, the slime that turns into like the amalgamation of zoo animals. That was a cool thing they did.
This a guy in a plastic bag?
I don't know. But apparently the original design was going to be like a four-legged guy. They wanted to do like, you know, Dodongo, Paragon type shit, but they didn't have time, so they just made a normal two-legged guy.
Oh, I do feel like it would be remiss if we do not mention, I was not expecting one of these episodes to start with a fucking elephant disappearing that made me lose my mind.
It was
mind.
Pretty cool. They just did some fights at the zoo, and like the kaiju at the end is just like based on like the amalgamation of all the animals that ate. It's cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tusks fly off as like heat seeking missiles.
Yonatani did King Wonder as well. This draft design is fucking wild. What the fuck's going on with this one? We've got money signs on him.
Holy shit! Yeah. Put this guy. This guy in touch with Kanagon. Problem solved.
He's gonna be selling those moon rocks and making a profit. Also, too, I know this is probably not what they're going for, but it looks like his butt is like a beetle's head because of the pincers.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
Then we got
this thing has the face only a mother could love.
Then we got, it's called Androider or something, by Akihiko Iguchi, but Yonatani took the draft design by Iguchi and finalized it. This is the original design by Iguchi. Then we get to...
Yeah, this isn't bad. It's just, you know, for some reason, implementation in Mirror Man is less than stellar.
Sculpting hard.
Yeah.
Sculpting hard.
Then we get Koldon, which is also the Gucci design that Yonatani touched up. Yonatani's original design that was passed off for like a Gucci's design. Apparently, he was doing another Prisma situation where he just made it like another dinosaur. did it twice.
Damn.
Also,
ain't that the party member from Mass Effect?
Shut the fuck up.
And apparently, the woman who was like controlling the dinosaur and freezing people, not Koldon's not a dinosaur, but apparently the person who like the woman was,
yeah,
sealed in a gun. That was Hiroko Sakurai. So our friend Yuriko.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Which I did not realize until like I looked it up.
Yeah, she spends most of the episode in like
sunglasses.
Big hair wearing sunglasses. Yeah. I did not recognize her.
Yeah, cool. I did not either.
Then the last kaiju we got, episode 25, is Dustpan, again by Yonatani, and Yonatani also did the Bug Guys.
Dustpan! Yeah.
The Bug Guys are called Gokibura for the cockroach, Haibun for the fly, and extremely, I don't know how they got away with this, Mosu Gojira for the moth one.
What?
Yeah.
Moth Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's just called Moth Godzilla.
Yeah. That's like the nickname for the suit they use for Mothra versus Godzilla too, which is funny enough. The fan nickname at least. But yeah. Dustpan was made from the Pluma suit from Return of Ultraman.
Alright. Cool. Alright. Well. That's kind of Mirror Man, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're not covering new ground. We're just checking in. So to be honest, this is already quite long anyway. So
I mean, it's around the length of like a normal skipping the queue.
Yeah,
it's just like
this is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't need like every episode to be long.
No. All right. Well, we will be not being specific about when we're doing the next one.
Yeah,
but.
Like, ideally, I should start watching Mirror Man sooner rather than leaving all to the end, but also I kind of don't want to watch Mirror Man for a little bit.
yeah. Luckily, for me, my IT department does not check what I watch on YouTube at work. So.
Nice.
That is, you know, because I could not be bothered to acquire a version of Mirror Man. But it is all on YouTube.
I'm gonna be real.
It is just all on YouTube.
The version that we have is the same as the one you have on YouTube.
That is, well,
it would be weird if there were multiple versions of Mirror Man.
What
honestly.
I mean is video quality.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's also the video quality isn't that great for us
either. It's YouTube compression. It's just painful.
Putting Kyotaro in the press. Why'd I say that?
Yep.
We should leave.
We should leave. We're done. Yeah. Goodbye. All right. We will see you next time for more Mirror Man.
Do we need a plug?
Listen. Follow us on Twitter at @ultra_Q. That is @ultra_QUEUE. I'm also on Twitter, I guess. You can find me. I'm not plugging my Twitter anymore. Mel. All
right.
Deergrounds on the sites. OffTQPod@gmail.com. OffTQFund is the coffee. I am unemployed. Brad.
You can find me everywhere at BInvoked, that's BE_invoked, and on YouTube at BInvoked. I changed it because I was like, it's kind of dumb having those be different names. So I have changed my name a third time. Second time, I guess, technically.
Damn.
Yeah.
So long, cannabis.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the episode. Join us next time for more Mirror Man. Join us on Thursday for Ultraman Ace, where we will be talking about violence against women, violence against monsters. Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Later.